I'm Ruth Kramer with Mission Network News. India rejects the latest United Nations report, voicing concern about violence in Manipur state, calling it misleading. Since the unrest began in May, at least 160 people have been killed, hundreds injured, and thousands displaced. India's central government describes a peaceful and stable Manipur, while aid workers decry government inaction. John Podaiti of Bibles for the World says persecution in Manipur is the latest example of a nationwide trend pray believers will endure. Meanwhile, Farms International helps local churches by empowering Christian entrepreneurs. A church committee manages the microloan program, and believers repay their loans by tithing from the increase. Once a believer settles their debt, the church committee can start the loan process over again with another entrepreneur like Sam. Sam started a rubber tree business to employ persecuted Christians in Southeast Asia. This story continues at missionnews.org. Mission Network News, a service of One Way Ministries, I'm Ruth Kramer.